if you've ever wanted to generate AI video, but you don't want to pay $200 a month for Google Gemini VO3 or whatever, I feel you. And also, OpenAI Sora has been so expensive in the past. I've tested it out, but I remember when I paid the $200 a month to try that. I got Operator as well, and I tested out Sora. But it was kind of like, I don't know. It just felt expensive for a novelty thing that I was testing out. So there is some big news, and that is that Microsoft's Bing Copilot and their Microsoft Bing app have actually added a video generator inside their app, and it's powered by Sora. So the crazy thing about this, though, is that it is completely free. Anyone can go and use this. We're going to be breaking down what's going on, what the business model is, what you can likely generate with it, why we think this is a game changer, and where we think this is going to go with the industry. Before we get into all of those juicy topics, Jamie is going to tell you a little bit about our AI Hustle School community.
Yes, if you've ever been really wanting to get serious about making money with AI or growing your business with AI or helping others grow their business, you need to check out the AI Hustle School community. Every single week, we release bonus content over there, and we go into exactly how we are making money online using AI. This week, we released a really interesting episode. Jaden is producing music with Suno AI and making $2,000 to $3,000 a month with it, and hopefully able to scale it soon due to some of their recent updates. So a really interesting episode. There's all different types of content we release over there, different ways we're making money. We talk about specific details, numbers, and how you can do it too. So it's only $19 a month, and the price will go up in the future, so you can lock that in if you join today. So I definitely check it out. It's a great place to be. We have over 340 members. But let's talk about Microsoft Bing. So this is really, like Jaden said, I think a game changer because it allows you to be able to access Sora. It's called Bing Video Creator in its app, but it's powered by OpenAI Sora. So you basically can get access to that for free. So right now it looks like it is only available in the app and not on desktop yet.
Yeah.
But, and then also it's saying that the video generations can take a while. But really, I don't think that's too big of a deal, especially like you said, if you're just playing around with it and want to see what it can do. But I think, you know, especially having access to something free like this, it's going to allow you to potentially grow even on your social media. Like if you're trying to make something viral or, you know, trying to make something visually appealing, I feel like you could definitely use something like this in a big way. So Jane, what are your thoughts with Microsoft having a free version of Sora?
I think it's cool. I know I'm being picky because it's like, oh, it's so cool that they've like created this thing and they've given it away for free. I wish it was on desktop as well, because I feel like there's a lot of cool things you can do there. But yeah, I mean, I've been looking at some of their generated clips that they make, and because it's on the phone, it's all in like portrait mode, a lot of them. But they're really, really good. This stuff is getting better and better. You know that these videos, you've probably seen a lot of AI generated viral clips coming out of Google VO3. This stuff is getting amazing. And in 1 to 2 years, you won't be able to tell it apart from actual, legitimate videos. This is, I think, really amazing stuff. I'm excited to try this out on the app. And especially because in the past, this has been so expensive. And even with Google VO3, it's $200 a month. And Google and OpenAI Sora was also really expensive for a long time. The one other thing that I do want to bring up, if you're really excited to try this out, definitely go get the Bing app and try this out for free if you want to use it for free. If you do have a ChatGPT subscription, the one thing that I will also say is that ChatGPT has actually also added the ability for you to access Sora with just their $20 a month plan. So they have a new little tab on the side where you can click and access Sora. They have a new explore page where they have all this kind of stuff that people are generating. And if you click over to the videos, you can see actual videos that people are generating, and you can describe a video. You just switch the little toggle from image to video, and you can describe an actual video that you want to generate. So it's really, really cool. A lot of these videos are really impressive, if I'm being 100% honest. And this is a really great way for $20, if you're already paying for ChatGPT, to get access to this video model that you can do a lot. Obviously, there's limitations on it with the $20 a month version, but you can make some really cool stuff, and it's a good way to try that out. And then, of course, if you want it completely free, go and check out the Bing app, because that doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah, a couple things about the free version. It looks like you can queue up to 3 5-second video generations at a time. So right now 5 seconds is all they're really allowing as far as length. And then the videos are only 9:16 aspect ratio currently, which is again like your TikTok, Instagram video style for a phone. Hopefully soon they're going to do horizontal 9:16 uploads. But yeah, so it's kind of mostly limited to like the social vertical video right now. And you can create up to 10 video clips at no cost currently. After that, it's 100 Microsoft rewards points per video. So I don't know if that's per day you can do 10 video clips or just 10 overall. But either way, it's free. So why not try it out?
You want to know the funny thing about the 100 Microsoft reward points? I don't know if you've seen this before. So I don't really use Bing, if I'm being 100% honest, for search. I've always used Google. But one thing I thought was funny that they did is they would actually like, so those Microsoft rewards points, the way you get those is by searching on Bing. Just by searching on Bing, you like collect points. It's like if Google just gave you points to, and then you could go use them in a store, I think, to try to get prizes or something. Anyways, it seems like so ridiculous to gamify a search engine to try to get market share, but hey, maybe it works. So that's cool. It's funny though, now that they're using those same rewards points to try to incentive or to like reward people to go and use different tools. So yeah, it's like the video generator became a reward in their Microsoft Arcade. So that's hilarious. And the other crazy thing is that for so long, Microsoft was trying to, you know, they did all these crazy shenanigans to try to usurp Google. And now it appears that Google's sort of been beaten away or forced to change, but it wasn't through Bing. It was just through a completely different technology, ChatGPT. So that is that's pretty funny to me.
Yeah. Do you think, I mean, at first glance at this, the Microsoft, the Bing video creator, my only like use case would be social media, either posting a short, funny one, you know, maybe related to your niche, or maybe having it be B-roll and then using the captions app to have some kind of a story or something on there. What real use, do you think there's really a lot of utility to this, or is it mostly for fun?
I mean, I think right now with the 9:16 aspect ratio and portrait mode, it's pretty much for social media clips. Like maybe you could come up with some useful things. Actually, ads, this would be very useful for ads. Just this week have created a whole bunch of ads for some campaigns I'm running, which I talk about over on our school community. If you're a member, you'll know what I'm talking about there. But I've created a bunch of ads where I had to use like stock photography or stock footage. It's not always exactly what I want. And so I could definitely see something like this where I could just describe the exact clip I'm looking for. You know, I'm just scroll through and search for something. You could have it really cool and a smooth drone shot or whatever you're looking for that's kind of hard to get. And maybe they don't have the exact clip you're looking for. So for ads, I think that this would be useful as is. Soon they are going to have the horizontal uploads. It's not there right now, but they'll be adding that soon. So that'll also be pretty cool.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, I would love to have a tool like this integrated into an app like the Captions app where you could have it automatically generate like your B-roll clips. Right now, I think that you can do B-roll photos, you know, or something on Captions, but if you could actually have motion clips AI generated as B-roll on top of whatever you're talking about, I feel like that could be a game changer. But hopefully sometime this year, we'll see that.
Yeah, once they release the API for Sora, I think, and Google Veo, I think like tons of stuff is going to get unlocked. So yeah, really, really excited for that. For now, like if you use something like Opus Pro to help edit your social clips, they do have like an AI video B-roll thing, and it's literally just like AI generated images, and it's like kind of pans across them. And I'm like, come on, that's not B-roll. Like I want an actual video. But you can also just use like free stock footage from like Pexels or whatever is B-roll. That's obviously more useful right now, but this I think will replace that very soon. And I know a lot of people are like, well, why don't you just use like a real clip from an actual person? Like my thing is that's cool, but like sometimes you want, actually a lot of times you want like an exact thing you're looking for, and it's, you can't find exactly what you want there. And plus you can go and get consistency across all your clips. They all have the same color grading. They all have the same actors. They all have the same setting. It's like you paid for like an actual shoot somewhere and get all of that. So I think the AI video is going to dominate for that because it's so much easier and more consistent for actual videographers. I think a lot of people will use this and maybe exclusively and cut out stock video sites altogether.
Right. Totally. Hey, well, if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave us a review wherever you're listening. Those really help out our podcast grow. And it also, we read every single one. So I would really appreciate that. And then also make sure to check out the school community if you, again, want to actually learn how to make money and grow your business using AI. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.